Hi guys, this is Laura Clifton from Michigan. Camping has made my life better because it restores my soul. My job is to prosecute child abuse cases. As you can imagine, the daily exposure to these stories can be soul-crushing. We are lucky enough to live within 45 minutes of Lake Michigan. The state parks have some of the best real estate right on the shores of the Big Lake, as we Michiganders call it. During camping season, we get out there every weekend. The chirping of birds, the singing of insects, the dancing of leaves, and the lapping of waves restores and resets my mind. It allows me to be a more patient mother and wife and gives me renewed energy to keep going at work. Trip planning in the off-season also provides joy in the anticipation of good things to come. Happy camping, everyone.
Hey everybody, it's Jeremy and Stephanie coming at you with the first of four mini episodes for the month of May. And we do love our minis, don't we?
We do, and apparently everybody else does too. These have kind of gained popularity over the last year, so we kind of get excited about our mini episode month. And if you're just joining us, what we mean is that in the past, like say for 200 episodes, we've done 60-minute weekly podcasts. But last year, we decided to switch things up a bit and change into a season format. And for those in-between months, we don't want to leave you hanging without an episode. So we do these 20-minute, 20, 30-ish minute episodes.
They lit the RV podcast world on fire is what they did.
Everybody loves them. So we love them too.
This first episode, it's going to be our glamping gear guide. Now, we don't always glamp, but sometimes we do glamp and we kind of enjoy it. And we like to have some really kind of nice stuff with us depending on the type of trip it is.
So let's talk about that. A lot of the time online, it's framed as sort of you are a glamper or a camper, right? So you have to pick a camp, right? Do you camp rustic and, you know, the classic traditional way with the rugged gear, or do you fancy it up and do you call yourself a glamper? Well, the funny thing about us is we don't actually fit into either of those categories all the time. We do both depending on the trip. And at a certain point, a few years ago, we realized like we do pack differently and we do set up our campsite differently depending on the trip.
We go so bare bones on a weekend camping trip. We don't even set up our Cabela's camp kitchen.
Right.
And I don't even think we've really thought about it before. But then when we do a week-long trip, like when we go to Charleston, we set up the camp kitchen. We set up the ice maker. We've got the cast iron skillets. Like we really like to kind of like make everything really nice.
So I think that we've kind of come to a pattern of if we're staying at a place maybe four nights or more, you're probably going to see our site really set up with all of our accessories out and our fun things, some of which we're going to talk about today. But one of the ways that we've really helped ourselves have those quick weekend trips that are relaxing is we say, you know, yeah, we love the certain, you know, accessories and fun, fancy stuff, but we don't bother with it
on
a weekend.
I'll put my Blackstone or my Weber Q right on the picnic table.
Yeah. And
like,
it's
I'm not setting up a stand.
Yeah.
You know?
So you don't have to be one or the other. We want to set you free.
Oh, we're both. And it's our greatest weakness and our greatest strength. It's like Stephanie and I just can kind of do whatever. So look, we're going to recommend 10 really cool pieces of glamping gear. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. And you might not think of them as locations for glamping.
Oh, we glamp.
Glamping
when we go
meaning
to a Jellystone.
Glamorous camping, which maybe not everybody knows. But you can really glamp at a Jellystone. There is some really nice luxury and amenities at many of them.
I think a lot of our listeners who have been to some of our favorite Jellystones out there know that glamping is a great option.
It's like family glamping at Jellystone.
Absolutely. Because some of these campgrounds, like, I will remember always that campsite that we had at Quarryvale, which, you know, had beautiful stone around the edges and a gorgeous fire pit. And we had our whole campsite set up there with everything like dazzling and special. And then on top of it there, you could even rent a hot tub.
But they were sold out.
Come on.
But they were sold out.
If there is anything that says glamping, it's a hot tub at your campsite.
Before I die, I will rent a hot tub at a campground.
Absolutely. But in addition to things like hot tub rentals, you know, you can find a lot of other family fun at you know, the Jellystone parks all across the country. What we really appreciate about Jellystones is that they're designed to let you check out of that everyday busyness and really just spend time together having fun. And sometimes we feel like we forget what that was like until we get to a Jellystone and we're like, this is what it's like to run and play and swim and go down the water slide and just have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, morning, noon, and night. It's nonstop action at a Jellystone. I mean, our boy, and the thing is, when they fall asleep, when their heads hit the pillows.
Yeah.
Because they've had fun all day long, and then we get some campfire time.
We are in countdown to our very first Jellystone of the season. And the thing is, I almost thought that our boys would kind of age out of Jellystone parks because of the fact that the characters, you know, Yogi Bear and all of his friends are such a wonderful part of the experience. But the ironic thing for us has been that they are looking forward to Jellystone visits more than ever at the age of 10 and 6 because they're going to get laser tag and they just kickball games.
Yeah, they're going to get basketball and all those things.
Ball. Yeah.
Everything's there. And even as the kids head into the teenage years, for sure.
All right. So go to jellystonepark.com to make a reservation at a Jellystone Park near you. And a big thank you to Jellystone Park, I want to say, for being the exclusive sponsor of this month's mini episodes.
Can't wait to see you, Yogi. All right, so the first thing you need if you're going to go glamping, I think, is that you're going to have to get some awning lights. Because if you're set up without awning lights, are you really glamping?
No, this is the most effective way to start fancying up your campsite for sure. You put up those awning lights and you go from basic to like fabulous right away. Now, everybody's taste is going to be different with awning lights, so there's no like one perfect awning light out there. I've had really good luck in the past at Christmas tree shops. I've gotten some fun ones that I like. I always love those like glass balls, the globes. But other popular ones out there are the little mini campers. I love them. We have a couple of friends with them. They're super cute and they are always at Camping World.
And the cute red lanterns that kind of look like the classic Coleman lanterns. I have to give Camping World some credit here. They always have them in stock, where I feel like some of these other places, it's a little bit hit or miss. Like Camping World just always has a section of awning lights.
Yes. What I will do is link to some of those more popular ones on Amazon Prime, because I know that we have our Amazon Prime groupies listening that will only purchase if something arrives at their house in 2 days for free.
And make sure you get some awning clips to
yes.
set them up.
So we didn't do that years ago. I remember it took us a while to figure out that the easiest way to hang awning lights was just to buy the daggone bag of awning clips, right? We went and we tried to do our own little rigged method for a while.
And
don't do that.
Again, an example of something, we just will not set these up for a weekend.
No.
We will set them up for a week. Now, what are the Angel Tears Solar Twinkle Lights?
Now, these we've had for years and it's very simple. I recommended them on a gear guide a long time ago, probably 3 years ago, maybe now. They're solar powered, and it's basically a lid that screws into any mason jar. So you just have a basic mason jar in your kitchen, and you take this lid that has this dangle of lights that goes down into the jar, and you screw it in. And then the solar, you know, powers it all day while it's sitting out on your picnic table or anything. And then at night, you get this adorable little ball of glowing lights in your mason jar.
It almost looks like there's fireflies in the bottle.
It's very cute. And the reason why this is on the list is because we have a couple of items here today that we're going to talk about that every time you post a picture of them on social media, somebody asks me where to get them. And this is one of those items. People come to our campsite and say, oh my gosh, where did you get these? So I definitely wanted to put these on there and I will link to them in the show notes.
And they have lasted.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, for years, Stephanie and I have looked at people with propane fire pits with suspicion. Why would you want
like
a propane fire pit?
Yeah, what?
Why wouldn't you want a real fire? And I think over the years, we've really learned there are some places you can't have a real fire where you could use a propane fire pit. And there are other times where you just want to have a quick fire and you don't want to have to deal with setting it up. And you can turn the fire off on a propane fire pit. So we've tested two really good ones. Like, I'm actually really excited about these because they're going to work well at the campground and at home. We've used them in the backyard and love them. So the one we love the most is the Camp Chef Redwood Fire Pit. I think it's about in the range of maybe $120 or $130. It's 55,000 BTUs. It gives off some
warm.
Good warmth.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a key component to a propane fire pit, right? You want to stay warm. And if it's not warm, nobody wants to gather around it. So it defeats the purpose.
It was easy to set up. it's easy to light. You don't have to use a lighter. Okay. It just has an ignition
switch.
This one has an ignition switch. I loved it. I think it's very attractive. It fits into a nice cozy carry bag. It's a relatively large bag to some degree. So we also tested a much smaller one. And that one's the Camp Chef Compact Fire Ring. This one's less than 100. Now, what's really cool about this one is it's the same size bowl. It's the same size 55,000 BTUs. But then it's just has these little foldable legs underneath it where the other one has a ring above it and a ring below it to kind of make it look charming mm-hmm. and cute. This one just folds up into such a small package. It is less than half the size of the larger one. So if you have a tiny camper, go with that Camp Chef compact fire ring. If you've got a fifth wheel or more storage, I love this Redwood.
And I just want to say that the Redwood fire pit comes with 4 roasting sticks and the compact fire ring comes with 2. So
they
that's a nice
really
little
good
bonus.
Quality extendable yeah. roasting sticks. That was one of the nicest surprises in the package.
You know, sometimes you think those are like,
you think that those are the throwaways, like they're going to give you cheap ones. These were really nice quality extendable roasting sticks that you could use for marshmallows or hot dogs. One thing I will say, the Camp Chef compact fire ring, you do actually need a lighter. Okay, this does not have an ignition switch on it, so there's that extra step.
Yeah.
But it also folds up into such a tiny little package, man. Any size RV could fit that small.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize, like you said, so if you're one of those people that winds up thinking, do I want to start a fire because, we only have bedtime is in 20 minutes or whatever. For us, it's so freeing to be able to start and stop a fire on demand.
I know.
Like the ultimate convenience,
I mean,
I
always
right?
love a real campfire, but there's certain situations. And also, there's no smoke.
Yes.
You know, so sometimes you light up a fire and the wind's going and it's smoky and everything.
We just had a smoky campfire
experience.
If you're
glamping
recently,
and you've got your fancy pants on, you know, you got your nice fancy camping outfit
on. You don't want to smell like smoke, really, if you're glamping.
I keep an outfit for campfires
because
it smells like smoke so bad. You could ruin all your clothes over the course of a week's vacation. So I think for a lot of people, these are really, really cool options, and Camp Chef makes quality stuff. So highly recommend.
All right. Our next product is the Smithy Ironware Skillet.
It's about as fancy as we get.
This, I think, is the fanciest of fancy on our list, right? It is so luxe that it's almost like out of our league, but it's also amazing and we love it. And it's now my go-to skillet.
Hand polished 12-inch cast iron skillet. It's beautiful. It's a family heirloom. It's a $200 skillet.
Yeah.
And I don't look at it and go, oh, that's overpriced. I mean, because obviously you can get a Lodge skillet for 20 or 30 bucks. This is beautiful, though.
It's gorgeous.
This is something to keep for generations.
The hand polishing, it's like this really smooth surface inside. It actually does change the cooking experience, and it's hard to even understand until you've cooked on 2 kinds of cast iron, the more traditional Lodge, where you do have, you know, that rough nooks
rough
and cranny surface. So, you know, all of those issues with cleaning cast iron, that's really related to that rough surface, right, where things kind of get wedged in there and you're scrubbing them out. This Smithy, ironware, it is amazing. It just wipes clean. Like, it doesn't have that same kind of cook feel even as the regular cast iron.
The food just like slides off it.
Yeah. I'm always skeptical of everything that comes into our house at first. Like, really? Do I need this? And then what happened was we cooked on it all winter long and it became my skillet of choice. So
there's very few things in our era, in our generation, that I own that I will give to my children, right? I won't give my RV to my children. It won't last that long. I won't give my truck to my children. It won't last that long. When one of the boys gets married, I will give them this skillet to cook for their own family camping
trips. They can make breakfast in bed for their partner for the rest of their life.
Absolutely. but seriously, like, this thing's going to outlast me. And just look around your house. Think, how many things do you own that is a generational kind of item? This is one of them.
Yeah.
Steph, I would like to get the Smithy Ironware 10-inch.
Oh, okay. Well, no. Don't even go there. This is not something you get multiple of. Right? You get multiple of kids in this family, right? The twins. You don't get multiple of the Smithy Ironware.
All right, if you want to save a little money but get something glampy, how about a waxed canvas log carrier tote? One thing, if you want your campsite kind of glampy and cute and charming is just having a pile of firewood wrapped in the plastic that it comes in when you buy the gift store does not look good in pictures.
That's not Instagram worthy.
It's not Instagram worthy. And to cut the plastic off and just have the pile of firewood, that's fine. It's fine. But to have your wood in a wax canvas log carrier tote is just glampy to me.
Yeah.
We have one by Stormy Cromer, which I love, but I was very disappointed to see they discontinued it.
Yeah, so we couldn't recommend that one. But there's another one that we're recommending that is it's actually more affordable. So this way you can save money on that, okay, and get a good high-quality one that actually holds. It will definitely hold an entire bundle of the camp wood that you get from the campground.
And when we camp at our local county park, we often camp with 5 or even 10 friends, and I will carry firewood, you know, 100 yards to somebody else's campsite, and it is awkward to carry a pile of firewood. These carriers make it really easy to transport firewood, so they're really cool for when you're camping in larger groups.
And this is in that 30 something dollar range, this one, so I would actually say that this might make a really great Father's Day present for the holiday coming up, right?
This and an Estwing fireside friend.
That would be super.
Oh my gosh,
nice.
For a camping dad?
One of those log splitters.
Rock on.
Yeah, you haven't even gotten one of those log splitters yet that our friend Bill had.
Oh, yeah, yeah, those are cool.
You were jealous of those for a while.
I'm a big fan of my fireside friend. I don't know I need one of those, but they are really cool. So the Cabela's Ice Maker has lasted now 3 years.
Three. I can't believe we've been using that for 3 years.
And that's something
we're going into our fourth camping season.
I know, so it could be RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame soon.
Yes.
And it's just terrific. It just, we use it and toss it in the RV. It keeps making ice. We won't set it up for a weekend, but we will set it up for a week-long trip every time.
If it's a hot weekend, we will set it up no matter what. It's not like it takes a long time to set up. It's just one of those things. Oh, do we want to drag it out or not? But the fact that, you know, you think back to those days when we were buying those big yucky bags of like the freezer burned ice blocks, and you're like putting it in your cooler and bashing
and
it to pieces.
Bits of junk in them and everything.
Yeah, and you're like kind of feeling like kind of gross all the time about using it. And then if you want to use ice cube trays, which I did for years in the freezer, you're like waiting forever for them to freeze. This is amazing because within minutes you have ice after setting
and
this
guess
up.
Guess who sets it up?
It's one of Max and Theo's jobs.
So mom and dad don't even touch this thing. The boys put it on the table. They plug it in. They fill it with water. They turn it on. And like really quickly, we have ice.
All right. So one of my new favorite additions to our fancy camping setup is a beverage infuser. Now, I added this to our home setup this year. Not this one. The one that I'm linking to in the show notes. Another one that was glass, which obviously I decided wouldn't transfer well to the campground. So this is the whole idea of like, I'm really not a big fan of giving my kids sugary drinks all day because my kids have a serious hyperactivity like problem. Okay. And if they have sugary drinks, they're like bonkers.
Halloween is like a nightmare.
Oh my gosh.
Halloween is actually scary in our house.
They are really sugar sensitive. I swear it changes their behavior so much.
Wesley, like you just.
Gets a crazy eye.
You just need to lock him up.
Yeah.
Like, once he has sugar, you just need to lock him up in
his
bedroom.
It's bad. So, but I know at the same time, it's hard to just be like, water, water, water with kids, right? Like everybody wants a special drink like after kayaking or whatever. So this is such a great option that I came up with at home and it worked well. So now I'm carrying it to the campground. And it's basically like a big beverage dispenser with a nice little flip, you know, thing to get it out at the bottom of the cup. But inside you get to cut up lemons, oranges, berries, whatever you want to put in. This winter I was even putting in ginger and lemon some days and the kids really liked it. Oh, cucumber water I made one day and they all drank it. So you can experiment with different things, but you cut it up, you put it in the infuser and it doesn't get the water all gross. The flavor just
and
comes out in the water.
On a hot day of camping where everyone's just kind of mucking it up all day and having fun, like everyone just wants a cold drink and this just gives it a little bit
you
of a kick.
You want a little flavor.
So that
you
don't need that soda or
juice. The boys
juice.
Love me to put orange in the infuser and they'll just drink that water all day long. It tastes like orange water. So this is a perfect version for the campground because it's plastic. But it's, you know, BPA free but it doesn't, obviously, I don't think that you want glass. I think we wouldn't want glass.
I wouldn't want glass.
And I don't want the glass dispenser traveling in the camper. This way, this plastic one fits really nicely on our shelf above our kitchen. It's stored there and I can just take it out when I'm ready for some glamping.
our bottle cap map fits perfectly next to the sink inside the RV. And anytime we put up a picture of the interior of our RV, somebody says, where'd you get the bottle cap map?
I get more messages about the bottle.
Probably than any other item in the last year. Any other item.
Right. So I mentioned the twinkle lights, the angel tears lights. Those are the second most popular item that I get questions on. The first most popular is my bottle cap map. So I figured I had to include that in this list. So glampers don't just fancy up the outside of the camper. We also like to fancy up the inside of the camper, right? So our last items are things that are for fancy camping inside.
Can I just say that I really appreciate how charming and cute and cozy you've made the inside of the toy hauler, even though like the four of us boys do everything we can to just destroy it every single time. Like when the RV is clean, it is totally, totally adorable
for 10 minutes.
And stylish.
When it's clean for 10 minutes.
The RV is clean. Get a picture.
Get a picture because the boys are coming. Yeah. So this bottle cap map, you basically, I put it up on the wall with double-sided Velcro. And what that means is that I can pull it off, right? I can un-Velcro it in order to put the bottle cap in from the back, which is how you kind of have to put the bottle cap in. And I collect fun bottle caps from beers wherever we're traveling. Maine or, you know, Minnesota, I got one when we were out there, and North Dakota, South Dakota. And then I put it in the map and I really love it. And apparently everybody else does too. So I'm linking to it in the show notes for this
and
episode.
Everything in this episode will be linked to in the show notes.
Absolutely.
If you want to go grab it,
at rvfta.com.
Now the quick dry towels from JCPenney, right? Mm-hmm. I was a little suspicious of them when you first bought them because they felt thin, but they're great. They work really well and they dry really quickly as promised.
Yeah, I bought these on a mega sale, JCPenney's. Everybody always knows JCPenney's is always having mega sales. And I was just, I had been researching quick dry towels because those of you that camp know, RVs are more moist environments, and also it's harder to dry a towel when you're camping because if you hang it out overnight, when the temperature drops and blah, 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 you get dew, and it's like one of the biggest frustrations as a camper. You're like, oh, the towels didn't dry. So I wanted quick dry towels, but those microfiber ones, they skeeve me out. I have the weirdest issue with that feel.
The texture on your skin. No,
yes.
I get that, actually.
So that's what most of them are like, and I was like, I cannot do that.
Particularly with my sensitive skin.
You're so sensitive. It's so skeevy to me. So I got these. I love them. I think I recommended these like 2 years ago in a gear guide. I love them so much. I now have them in the house. I got an extra set for the house. They're perfect towels because they're absorbent and soft. And it's very hard to get both of those.
Let's
in a towel.
Let's be honest. I think it cuts down a little bit on the ridiculous amount of laundry you do, because we do use these towels over and over and over again before washing them too. Because
right, they
dry fast.
You need to be able to hang it up in the bathroom and then as a clean towel and then use it again during your next shower. I can't wash a towel every time you use it for a shower when you're RVing. I'm not going to live in the campground laundry room. So these have been, I just wanted to check in and say that I do find these to be a luxurious towel to have in my camper that's both functional and fancy. So kudos to JCPenney.
I know. I think it's probably the only thing from JCPenney we've ever recommended.
Oh, I like their blinds, but we don't put up blinds in our RV.
Not
so.
In the RV. Now, last but not least.
Nope.
Is like, we always tell, I tell, when we do the RV show seminars, I occasionally hear people say, oh, I didn't really like the bed in that one, so we're not going to get it. And I'm like, who cares? You can throw out the bed in an RV and buy a new bed for $200 to $600 and really more like $200. So if you want to glamp and be comfortable, why not upgrade the mattress? And Stephanie, I love our Zinus mattress. It is so comfortable. Yep. It is holding up. And I am just as comfortable in the RV as I am at home.
Yeah, we actually have RV mattresses in both our camper and our house. So what happened was we used the Zinus for years and have been recommending it. And I get more emails thanking us for the Zinus recommendation than I think almost any recommendation except for eBay, packing cubes. Packing cubes and the mattress are our two most popular recommendations.
I just think people... 200-ish, right? I mean,
it
just a little over 200 for a new mattress.
And it's a memory foam, and so many people email us or comment on social media and say, well, does it sleep hot? I understand that some people sleep hot on memory foam.
But I sleep hot, and I don't sleep hot on this.
So I can't answer for you. I can't guarantee that you're not going to sweat.
Wesley sleeps really hot, and he climbs into this bed every night.
Yeah, he's so hot. Yeah. So then the other RV mattress that we tested and we actually have in our home is a little bit bit of an upgrade. So maybe you're like, okay, I don't want to spend $200 on a mattress. I'd rather spend $600, $700, $800. You have a little more money to spend and you want something even nicer. Then you want to go with the Troca RV mattresses. This is so phenomenal. We have slept on it every night for about a year and a half now, and it is a great bed.
Do you really think it's that much better than the Zynus? Because it does cost quite a bit more.
I do feel the difference because it is not just pure memory foam. It is a combination of the gel and the memory foam. And it's that ratio that really matters in how, whether a bed feels like it sags or whether it supports. And so the Zynus is fine for 2-3 weeks. I think that if we had the Zynus in our house permanently,
that's
all the time,
point.
It might feel a little soft.
That's
if we were sleeping
we
on
used,
it 365 nights a year.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
If we used the Zynus 365, like if we were full-time RVers or
right.
something, I mean, maybe we'd have a different take on it. But we've used the toy hauler up to 100 nights a couple years ago.
Sure.
When we had the Zynus, and I never noticed any sagging.
Yeah. No. It just, I think that it gets soft. It can get soft. And that's why I'm just saying that there is a reason why some mattresses are more expensive. But the Troca ones, they do custom sizes for every single type of RV
bed.
Even
for bunks, like single bunks.
Even for bunks, even for the ones with the corners cut, and even for the ones that fold when the sliding comes in. You know, like those small C's where the bed folds? They do everything. So if you have an RV and you're like, well, I can't get a replacement mattress because it's a weird size bed because it has that cutoff corner, you can get it custom. And I personally think it's a fantastic price for that service.
I also think it's one of the number one things people complain about when they buy a new RV.
And
like,
you shouldn't.
This mattress stinks. And we're just like, get over it. Just dump it.
No, just buy a new one.
And store the old one for when you sell the RV. That's what we've done. We store the old mattress.
And we brought it down
it.
And we put it in the, when we put in our White Hawk, when we traded in our White Hawk,
we right
put
back
the
in there.
Old mattress in and we took our Zynus out. We put it in our new toy hauler. Absolutely.
When we sell the Octane, there's going to be no hot water heater.
Yeah, we're going to strip that,
baby.
We're like copper wire.
We're going to like take the Truma and just leave like a blank hole in the wall.
Just going to strip that,
hope nobody notices.
No batteries, solar panels. It's all coming with us.
We put a hot water bottle in there.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to be, you want to feel really luxurious at the campground, you got to look at your bedding. I'll actually link to an entire blog post that I did on RV bedding and just sort of my favorite upgrades on that in the show notes.
I got to do it to you. What's your pick of the show?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one.
I could give you a second to think about it while I give mine.
Okay.
I'm most excited about the Camp Chef Redwood Fire Pit, but I honestly just think it's because it's new and we've just been starting to use it. I'm really impressed with the Smithy Ironware 12-inch skillet.
It's so
There's
pretty.
So few things I buy that are like generational heirlooms.
Yeah.
And this is just a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of cookware. Love it.
All right. I have to say that I feel that for me feeling like I'm truly in luxury at the campground, the Zynus mattress has made that happen. I mean, I go to bed and I just sink into my RV bed. And have sweet dreams.
We're so comfortable in the toy hauler.
Yes, it is.
The last trip to Charleston, it just really was like it felt like our vacation home.
Yeah,
it was 8 miles per gallon getting to Charleston. But
oh, geez, that
once
killed
we,
me. I am not
a
complainer about gas mileage.
I know.
I've turned into a complainer about gas mileage.
I know. Toy haulers are
I'm
rough
disappointed
that
in
way.
Myself. All right. Well, everybody, thanks for chiming in, joining us for our first mini episode of May. We're so happy to be bringing you these episodes courtesy of our lovely. Courtesy of our sponsor, Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Please go on over and support them and look at where you can make a reservation at jellystonepark.com.
We'll see you at the Glamp Ground.
It's not a word.
Glamping's here to stay. I'm sorry. Any of our listeners out there who are cynical about it, there's like an American Glamping Association now.
Oh, but you know what?
It's not
anybody
going away.
That's cynical about it, they don't have to do
just
it.
Just don't do it.
Just don't do it. I don't
just
care.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. You don't ever have
you
to
can,
glamp.
You can pull ice cubes out of the bottom of your cooler that have dirt in them.
For the rest of you, there's a bottle cap map out there. All right. See you at the campground.
We'll see you at the campground.